Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. We are launching into the third hour of the program, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and tonight it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231. CarlosMiller.com is a great website that I highly recommend people visit to get the latest on police cracking down on people with video cameras and that kind of thing. We've got a story from there I want to share. We want to take your phone calls first, though. 800-259-9231. We go to Steve listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey there. You know, last night, I think it was you guys were talking about cap and trade. You mentioned cap and trade, and Ian, you said something like, oh yeah, well, cap and trade is just, you started to sort of get into it a little bit, but then you said, well, it's just another way of the government has to extract money from you. And I thought, you know, that's what it all really boils down to. I guess my call tonight is it's multifaceted, but it's all sort of hinges around the same idea. And that is that once you adopt the philosophy of liberty and understand it, which, as Mark and you have both pointed out, understanding it is no more than just simply understanding that it's not right to hurt people or coerce them, then you can pretty much analyze any issue and come to the correct conclusion with just within moments. And I'll give you an example of this. I was chatting with somebody the other day about what is this net neutrality thing, right? I knew nothing about net neutrality, and I still don't really know too much about it.
It's where the government is going to force, as I understand it, is going to force Internet service providers to pass all information equally, rather than possibly throttling certain things and withholding certain services based on what they think is important for their customers and the kind of services they want to offer. They will be forced to, if this net neutrality thing happens, they'll be forced to essentially treat every packet equally that is being sent over the Internet.
Right, yeah. And see, and I didn't know a whole lot about it, and so I just started asking this guy. He said, well, it's the most important thing we can do, you know, or else the Internet's going to go kaput or whatever. And I said, well, explain to me how it works and why do you support it? And basically it came down to the idea that he didn't want private businesses, which when you say a business, you're talking about individuals, there's individuals behind those businesses, to have the freedom to decide what content they wanted to put on, make available through their ISPs or through their search engines or whatever. And I told him, I said, well, you don't believe in freedom. Well, yeah, I do believe in freedom. That's why. But the thing is that just by understanding the idea that, well, you shouldn't coerce people, you shouldn't harm people, it automatically led me to the correct conclusion that this net neutrality thing is no good. The same thing with you with cap and trade. I mean, I don't know a heck of a lot about cap and trade, but heck, if anybody came up to me and started saying, oh yeah, well, we need cap and trade because of blah, 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 man, I tell you, just like that, just within seconds, I would be able to figure out which side of that issue I hear
what you're saying, and it's akin to pointing out the gun in the room you know, other actions, and just taking it back to, well, it's wrong to initiate force. Net neutrality, however, is kind of like the abortion issue for me anyway. I see the point of, yeah, private property owners, the ISP should be able to decide what they want to transport, how they want to give priority to packets. If you're doing a VoIP video call, making sure that those packets arrive on time and in order is far more important than if it's music streaming or if it's just web traffic. Yeah, you can wait for that. And at the same time, so I want that. I don't want to see the Internet turn into like cable TV where you have 40 channels. You can go to Google, you can go to Yahoo or YouTube videos.
But
to
what
watch
is the likelihood of that? I mean, that's kind of the scare tactic, right, for the promoters of net neutrality. But for all the scary things that people are saying, well, they're going to cut, they're going to do this, they're going to prevent that, they're going to prevent that. I've got Verizon DSL, and they haven't stopped, or it was formerly Verizon. They were sold. But I've got DSL by the phone company, and I operate VoIP lines over it. They haven't blocked that out. And despite all the talk about blocking BitTorrent, that hasn't been blocked out. So I don't know what all the scariness is. I mean, you've got competition in Internet, so these Internet companies they can't crack down on content because then everybody's just going to go elsewhere.
The reason that those haven't been blocked yet is because technology is not there. That was one of the things that I was working on. It's called DPI, DPA, Deep Packet Inspection, where they're actually taking the traffic as it's coming down the pipe. They can redirect it through one of these sandbox DPI, DPA box, where they look at it by protocol and separate out the VoIP traffic, send it down one network, separate out the video traffic, the mail traffic, whatever. And then with DPA, they can actually go into the packets and look at from what website. But you have to realize, because these are going through high-speed backbone routers, they're running at, you know, very fast, high frequencies, high throughput. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to open the packet and look at it, that's going to take a couple clock cycles. If you're going to actually go in and analyze the web pages that are individually being served and so forth, you need a lot of clock cycles.
So you're talking about slowing it down.
Yeah, well, you either slow it down or you have to have these DPI boxes that run several times faster than the high-speed backbone network.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying the tech's not there yet?
It's not there yet, but that's something that they want to do. Bell South was pushing that years ago and really wanted to charge these people like YouTube, who are writing their, what they claimed was writing their network for free. So, you know, they do want to control the content. They do want to push it to consolidate the power and get it to a few key players and put everybody else in the super slow lane, where you can still use those other websites and things, but it's going to take five. It's going to be like you're on dial-up versus high-speed if you're not on one of the approved sites for the carriers.
You know, I see what you're saying, Sam, and it sounds a little conspiratorial to me. I understand that.
Well, somebody will crop up that's going to serve that. Otherwise,
exactly.
If you have to get HughesNet or whatever to do your satellite internet, you'll have that option. I mean, somebody in the marketplace will serve you.
Well, but that's right, where
exactly,
the problem comes
that's
in.
That's what I was going to suggest. And Mark just echoed Harry Brown, which I've already talked about how much I loved Harry Brown on this show. But Harry Brown would say that if there's ever something that's a problem in your life, you better bet your bottom dollar that there's somebody out there with a profit-seeking motivation to solve that problem for you.
Unfortunately, the government, the FCC, has come in and so tightly controlled Internet access, you're not going to be able to hook into a major provider's backbone in order to get Internet traffic and serve that out to other customers unless you're jumping through all of the government's other hoops. So that's where the problem lies for me.
So the government created the problem in the first place.
Yeah, by the government solution.
By restricting the solution, so now the only way to either solve this is to get the government out of it completely or ensure that net neutrality continues long enough to get the word out so that, you know, the explosion that's happening online with people coming across the message of freedom and liberty continues.
I understand everything that you're saying, Sam, but it still seems to me to be pretty paranoid. I mean, the online community is pretty in favor of freedom on the Internet.
I was actually working on projects doing DPI, DPA. I worked with the people who wanted to put this into their networks at Bell South, at AT&T, at Sprint.
And you're saying that all of the companies are just in favor of controlling and that there's nobody out there that's running any of the backbones or anything like that that would be in favor of freedom and say, no, we're not going to put these DPI, DPA things there.
Well, I mean, it's a business issue for them. It was, we're having to beef up the size of our network for all of these DSL customers who they're promising, you know, 10 meg or 1 meg service, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that most people aren't going to use anywhere near that. So they, sell more than what they have capacity for. And so when they get caught, you know, playing that game, they have to spend money to upgrade their network. Well, they want to start charging these high bandwidth YouTube providers and so forth for access to their customers. It's the same telephony model of regulation and reciprocal compensation, the other thing that I worked on, being applied to internet traffic so that they can tax regulate it and create this model where the small guys get pushed out of the market.
So are you saying support net neutrality?
Well, I'm saying it's a tough issue, like abortion for libertarians.
I've been a economist before, and I just don't support the idea of government solutions for government problems.
Thank you, Steve, for the call. Appreciate you bringing that up. 800-259-9231. Don't take the 30 pieces of silver. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of different ways for you to interact, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. You can edit whatever you see, pretty much. Wiki.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And let me tell you, it just keeps getting better. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. In fact, over at freekeen.com, where a number of free staters hang out, we've just added a brand new blogger to the website, Brad Jardis, who we've had on this show many a time, formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He is now on board and is revealing some very interesting, shocking information at freekeen.com. All right, so we continue and take your phone calls. You can bring up absolutely anything. We'll go to Enemy of the State in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Enemy.
Hello, guys.
Just what's on your mind?
Catch up on the net neutrality issue.
Yes, sir.
I understand that Sam stopped a little short of saying he supported it, but I wanted to kind of touch on it a little bit. I mean, we all know how much the state would just love to get more control over the internet, and I view this whole net neutrality thing as nothing more than a giant Trojan horse for the state to get in. Mm-hmm. You have a market issue working here where the providers are looking at some major players like Google and Google's YouTube and such, and saying, you know, you guys should be paying us a little bit more for all of the traffic you're using. And so they're...
Do they pay anything right now?
No.
No.
Okay.
Other than, I guess, well, they would have to pay for their general bandwidth, right? Right, Sam? I mean,
yeah, well, Google...
Their trunk line.
But that may not be with AT&T. Google may be using Sprint. They're going to pay for whatever bandwidth they need from Sprint, and then Sprint transports it to the backbone, and then they have... reciprocating agreements for data traffic, but it's nowhere near, you know, what the voice traffic is, because it doesn't have all the regulation and all the nonsense that's piled up over the last several decades.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, by general principle, you just have to look at it and say it's a market issue that needs to be worked out. The providers and the users are going to kind of find a happy place, but bringing the state in to promote so-called equity or you know, fairness is again just a giant Trojan horse, in my belief.
Yeah, and there's always the possibility that the government will create something that they call network neutrality, and this is kind of what you're touching on, and it just turns out to be entirely the opposite if you actually go through and read what it is they're proposing, or it's just some kind of way for them to sort of get their foot in the door and start
wielding. We decide what's important.
Want.
The government could decide what's important, right? I mean, they could basically say, oh, yeah, well, net neutrality except for here, here, and here, and here, where
yeah,
we don't
well,
like them.
I mean, Obama's already signed an order that you can shut down the internet. We had the former cybersecurity chief quit because he said the FBI or somebody was taking over the internet. The ISPs are being forced to route their traffic off to the government. We have the server rooms in AT&T where they're just getting a feed of the raw data traffic, which means they can decode it, store it, do whatever they want with it. Cass Sunstein, the federal regulations is calling for reinterpreting what free speech means. The mainstream media is already starting to demonize the bloggers and say they're like terrorists, and they're, you know, because they're getting their butts kicked. Mainstream media is on decline. The newspapers are in decline because...
Oh, man, newspapers are down 8% now.
Yeah, and they just parrot the government's paradigm and perspective on things without really challenging anything. And that's what people see as, hey, we're being lied to here. We're not getting the full story. We've got to go online. And the government knows they're losing credibility. They're not able to get the same kind of mileage out of their propaganda as they used to when they controlled all of the mainstream media, and it was the sole source for people to go and get their news and information. So they want to find a way to control this, and these are guys that are stuck in this old paradigm and don't understand this whole internet and the pipes and things that it runs on.
And, any other thoughts?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you bring in the state to so-called protect the consumer, ultimately you just wind up with the crony capitalism. They'll pick the winners and losers, and the giant corporatists will get the advantages, and they're the ones who are most connected to the state, and that's how you lead to that control and censorship, or what do I want to use, more like a word like a manipulation, lapdog media type thing. That's where you'll get that from, by allowing the state to get in and regulate in the interest of quote unquote fairness.
So that's kind of sums up where I'm at. You know, it's not that I support net neutrality or I want to see it go away or whatever. I know it's a critically important issue for what's happening out in the world today, and I think it's something that people need to keep an eye on, because there's no telling which way they're going to try and seize control of the internet or regulate it or license it. But
they'll try. You can count on that.
That's what you can count on. So it's something that I think liberty activists should keep a close eye on. How many of us use the internet to engage in activism or network?
Well, that's why I'm not as concerned. Despite all the scary stuff that could happen, I'm not so concerned, because I've seen over the years a lot of scary stories pop up about the internet, and I've seen the internet weather it all. I've seen there's a lot of people on the internet that would not identify as libertarians, in many ways would not be liberty oriented, but they absolutely support liberty on the internet because they see how great it is and they don't want to lose that. And I trust that the internet marketplace will do what it takes to keep itself as free as possible.
I think it will stay free, but how hard can they make it is the question.
People will be obedient, so who knows?
I mean, you can still go out and download music online for free, but it's much easier to just go into the Apple Store nowadays and buy something, or because they've made it harder and harder to get the stuff for free or get the so-called pirate software or songs or whatever it
Thanks,
is.
Thanks, Enemy of the State, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Is it that much harder to get file shared stuff these days? I mean, I've always kind of been in the loop on this.
Right.
So.
I am not. If somebody said go out and find Rock Me Like a Hurricane on the internet for free, I'm not going to be able to download that in an MP3 inside of a day's time.
I think you could.
I could.
You could. Find
I know you
it
could
pretty easily, but can you find it at the right quality level with all of the proper album and artist and label tags and so forth? Do you want a quality collection, or do you want something that's been cobbled together from various collections and who knows
mostly
what you're getting?
I use the internet the way Sam's talking about. I go to these major sites. Sometimes I certainly go to links that people send me and stuff like that. But I use the internet like, you know, most people use the internet. I go to Facebook. I go to Google. I guess I don't use Google. A start page is my search engine, but I'm sure that I know that I use some Google services. There's just the certain sites I go to, and that's good enough for me.
By the way, the numbers on the newspapers from Bloomberg's businessweek.com. Circulation continues to drop severely at U.S. newspapers. Over just a six-month reporting period, the figures released show that the average weekday circulation has fallen 8.7% in the 6 months that ended March 31st. So that's after fall after fall after fall. It's now down another 8.7%. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and those features include our bulletin board system. You can interact with a bunch of other listeners, over 500,000 posts. Lots to talk about, and it's virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind. You don't know what you're going to see there. BBS.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So a little bit more here about the newspaper, the big media, old media decline, as Bloomberg is reporting at BusinessWeek.com. Figures showing from the Audit Bureau of Circulations show average weekday circulation of U.S. newspapers fell 8.7% in 6 months that ended March 31st, compared with the same period a year earlier. Sunday circulation fell 6.5%. Now, look how they spin this. That's a slight improvement from April through September of last year, when average weekday circulation dropped 10.6% from a year earlier on Sunday. So basically,
we're not bleeding as bad.
We aren't falling towards the ground quite as quickly. There's been an upgust.
Yeah, exactly. The wound is clotting a little, so the blood is starting to flow a little slower, basically.
We were talking about this during the break, and I feel like newspapers should push those coupons more. Maybe young people don't want to use coupons. I don't know what it is.
I don't use coupons.
Why not? They make things cheaper.
So I don't want to buy the newspaper and spend the time to look through them.
I guess.
I wonder about that. It's an interesting question. I mean, how many people in younger demographics actually use coupons? I would imagine that, of course, then again, I'm not exactly scraping by, but that is a good question. What are your experiences with coupons? 800-259-9231. Are you a coupon user? Are there ways to get your hands on coupons outside of purchasing the newspaper? Because you'd have to have a subscription to the paper in order to get your hands on their coupons in the first place. And so what you're saying is you can get more from the coupons than the cost of the newspaper.
Well in excess.
Presuming you want the products that are being advertised in the
coupons. Do you go to the grocery store? Do you live in a household? I mean, they offer a lot of things there.
I guess it just all depends. We'd love your experiences if you want to share them at 800-259-9231. They're claiming it's a slight improvement. Anyway, even so, the top 25 newspapers in the country showed some huge circulation losses. The San Francisco Chronicle's weekday circulation dropped nearly 23% from the year before to 241,330.
It's huge.
The Washington Post average weekday circulation fell 13.1% to 578,482 and also dropped 8.2% on Sundays. USA Today lost 13.6% of its circulation, and that extended a slump that began with a slowdown in travel during the recession, which trimmed sales where USA Today is especially popular in places like hotels and airports. In a way, the new circulation figures mirror the industry's advertising trends. While most major newspapers continue to see ad revenue decline compared with year-ago figures, the drop is becoming less extreme. Newspapers are getting some help from easy comparisons. They are holding their latest ad numbers up to results from the depths of the recession, but economic improvement is also starting to restore advertising budgets. Is it possible for newspapers to turn this around? I don't think so.
I doubt it, no. I mean, there are so many ways for people to share news online through their smartphones and so forth. We have Twitter revolutionizing the way news is reporting, breaking stories often way before the mainstream folks do.
Not just sharing it, but customizing it to receive exactly what you're looking for.
Exactly. And the newspapers are sticking with their same old model of yesterday's news today at noon, and, you know, in the local paper's case here. They're not creating an online community that gets people involved. I think there are things they could do. I don't know what the answers are. I'm not in the newspaper business, but I don't think they're really trying.
I see the local newspaper just slitting their throats slowly.
How do we tweak our same model to make it work now? And what they need is a complete overhaul.
Well, that's tends to be the business kind of the viewpoint of an old business, right? Mm-hmm. An old school mentality business that is being run by people that have always been in the business. They're afraid to bring some young person in to try to revolutionize the paper because they're worried they're going to lose their job to that young person if they actually do what they're intending to do. Mm-hmm. So they keep things status quo, and they look at cutting costs. And one of the things that they've done, a couple of things they've done here locally, and maybe you've seen things like this at your local newspaper, if they haven't gone out of business yet, is they cut down the thickness of the paper as far as they took out sections of the paper. They just made it a smaller paper. They raised the price twice since I've lived here, I think, in the 3 years that I've lived here in Keene, they've raised the price. Just recently, they slashed their production costs again by taking the size of the paper. They made the print smaller, and then they cut the size of the paper down. So the actual width of the paper, it doesn't even fit into the window of the paper vending machines. I mean, it fits, but it doesn't fill the window. So there's like an inch and a half or 2 inches now where there's just blank space there. So you can tell that it's a skinny paper now. It felt pathetic before. And it's not to say they're doing a bad job reporting on things. I still think their coverage is good. I think that they're fair in the way that they report things. Mm-hmm. I don't have any problem with the paper as a whole. It's just that they're not doing anything really that's too evolutionary, if you will. They're not really moving forward. They're going through that cost-cutting measure. And radio has had that problem in the past as well, where radio has had a tough time dealing with the challenges of
new media, and some of their answers to their challenges is, well, let's see how many
commercial avails we can shove into the into a given hour,
and how many staff members can we cut?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, how many people do we really need to run this radio station? What can we do to cut our costs rather than reinvesting into new ideas, new talent, new thoughts?
But it's important to remember, employees, people working for somebody else, are in some form risk averse, and it's going to be the entrepreneurs who are willing to take the risks, who are willing to reinvent and turn an industry on its head, that are going to end up replacing those people. A part of it's just sort of the natural way the whole employment game works.
So, somebody in the radio industry came up with an idea, and they said that instead of a radio station, we are now a website that happens to have a radio signal as a marketing device.
And I think that's a good shift in perspective.
Yeah. Right, it is. And it allows people who are outside the market to be, they really played up the website. And their website was great. It was very interactive. It gave people what they wanted. It got them connected to the community. It had people, businesses on there that weren't advertisers, but you could upsell advertisers from there. It gave the sort of freemium model. They really went and ran with it, and I think that radio could learn something from that particular radio station. And their dial position slips my mind. I think it was down in Louisiana someplace.
That reminds me, you mentioned the community aspect of building a community of readers. The new local newspapers, I think they've done a few things right. I don't want to be completely critical of them. One of the things they've done is they've got themselves a Facebook profile. People are fanning them on Facebook, and that's good. And something else they did that I thought was pretty cool when I saw their paper recently, but I'm not a subscriber, so obviously it ain't cool enough. But when I saw their paper, they have a section where they print comments from their website. That's smart.
Yeah,
you know,
it
kind
is.
Of crossing over between the formats, melding, converging, if you will. But one thing that they don't do is they don't let the public read the articles on their website past 7 days. So once 7 days goes by, everything hits a paywall. And if you're on the internet and you click a link to their website, it comes up, says, well, sorry, you can't see this. It's older than 7 days. You have to subscribe to our paper. Well, how am I going to know that I want to subscribe to your paper? I can't read your stories. And that community aspect is wiped out by that, because sometimes they'll post something. There'll be a story or a letter to the editor that gets a lot of comments. There was one of mine, and there's been this discussion recently on the newspaper locally about free staters and liberty activists. And the comments have exploded. They've had 100 comments in a week's time, which is a lot for a local small paper in a smaller area. And then after 7 days, it just goes away. You can't talk anymore. The conversation is over. So they really have done a lot to really cut out the conversation. But there are other papers in the state that leave their articles up. How can they survive? I mean, come on. Clearly, it's something you can do. So they're being greedy. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food's Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You've got a lot of features there, including our webcam, which apparently is... I don't know. Some people are saying they're having problems with it. It's always so frustrating when people say they have problems with it because, well, some people aren't having problems, some people are having problems. What are you supposed to do about that? It's a free service, you know? Although I actually paid money for the program that streams, so I would expect that if I'm paying for something, I should be able to get a little bit better service. Maybe I should mention something to the provider. But hey, when it works, it's really nice. Cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by memorydealers.com. We'll do our best to try to remedy that. All right. By the way, government is good. It keeps you safe and solves important problems in your life. The people who work in government are helpful, wise, and often heroic visionaries, willing to make incredible personal sacrifices to make sure that America will forever remain the most awesome and righteous place in the entire galaxy. But you should already know all this, unless you weren't paying attention in the 12 years of government school that the government forced you to attend, that the government controlled, that the government forced your parents to pay for by regularly threatening to steal your family home. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education, the threats and theft necessary to maintain it, and the dangerous nonsense it pounds into impressionable young minds. Please visit the new site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. We go to your phone calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I live in Keene, and I know that some people that object to the free state are people, but
sure,
but I don't at all. And I'm glad you all speak out and stuff, especially when you all talk about, well, you talked about some officers that like sounded like they were misbehaving earlier, and I think it's good when you speak about that, even if y'all name names of the officers. And also, I was going to say, you all speak out about, like, what there's a part of the message that I hear is there's stuff that's wrong going on. There's everything isn't right right now. There's wrong. It's much wrong stuff going on. And
well, there are some people that want to pretend like everything is okay. They want to, that everything is just peachy. Like
exactly.
Or that they'll acknowledge that there are some problems. But, Ian, this is the way it has to be. I mean, this is the best system out there, right? Because it's a democracy.
Yeah, if you don't like it, leave.
And also, I like that you all speak out because some of those people that are disagreeing, I think, you know, it's partially a case of, oh, when they came for whoever, I didn't speak out. Well,
yeah.
If somebody came and they got a taste of some of the stuff that you all speak about, they'd have a big eye-opener.
They sure would. In
and
fact,
they would appreciate some of what you're saying, I think.
It's unfortunate that that's what it takes for a lot of people, is it takes some sort of an incident to happen to shatter their illusions about what the government really is. And the government is force. It's a violent, coercive monopoly. It's a monopoly on violence, and they threaten people left and right. But there's a certain category of people. And they tend to be, you know, the people that are called maybe the respectables. You might want to use that term. Mark uses that. I like it. These people that, you know, they drive around the Lexus, the Lexi, and the nice cars.
Middle class, upper middle class.
Yeah, they don't, you know,
upper class. They tend to be of the ethnic groups that are in control. White people. You know, they tend to be male. You know, the those are the respectables.
It's less likely that they will be molested directly by some government person, some government bureaucrat, and even if they are, it's more likely that they will be molested in a more pleasant fashion than a more violent fashion.
Yeah, and hey, the whole government system is really working great for them. They're able to wield the power of government to benefit them and their friends, and they don't see a problem with it.
David, any other thoughts?
No, I just appreciate you guys and keep doing what you do. That's all.
Well, good. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you.
You know, I should have mentioned for respectables. Respectables are definitely not atheists, and if they are atheists, they're not the kind of atheists that speak out about their feelings. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, the kind of people that believe, you know, the mainstream Christian message, or they choose to not speak out against it because it you know, it doesn't benefit them. Respectables are also going to be largely heterosexual. You know, they're not going to really care about other people's problems in that arena.
The people you see at a fundraising dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that paid $250 a plate.
Yeah. All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the newspapers, just to get back to real quick here to the story we're kind of talking about, these declining old media. And the newspapers, they've got it bad. I mean, television, radio, they're doing all right. They're down.
They're declining,
They're down, but a lot of people are down in this particular economy. But newspapers, they have this competition from the internet that is unprecedented, that they, even without the economic downturn, would still be having a very difficult time dealing with. And as we're talking about, they don't have the innovators, and what new innovator wants to invest in a printing press? What, I mean, you mentioned this earlier, Sam, that it's the innovators, the new people entrance into a marketplace that revolutionize things, but how many people are saying to themselves, how many 20-year-old millionaires or whatever are saying to themselves, I want to spend my hundreds of thousands on a printing press and open up a daily newspaper?
Yeah, and we'll have really big sheets of paper that you have to fold and hold way out open with really small print.
And it gets your fingers dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Turn black. Yeah, this is a really great business plan. What else can we do?
So who's doing that? It's just not happening. Otherwise,
no, they're saying, let's come up with an iPhone app that we can sell in the Apple store to, you know, collate these news sources or do something unique.
I'm really interested in, you know, because business people tend to be the most conservative people out there. What works, what has worked all along, you know, they don't like to change. And when I mean conservative, I mean conservative in the sense that they don't like change. They don't know what to do with change. Because it's their dollar that goes, it's their thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of dollars that go into advertising to bring people through the door. And I wonder when newspaper and the yellow pages, Ian, when was the last time you used this device?
I've used the yellow pages.
In the last year?
I've used it in the last couple of years, I would say.
In the last couple of years, you've used the Yellow Pages. These people pay tens of thousands of dollars a year to be in the Yellow Pages so that the people of the age group 40 and under can ignore them. When I go online to look for things.
Yeah, about the only time that I find myself using the Yellow Pages is if I'm calling, like, a plumber. I'm going to want to know local plumbers in the city that can be over pretty quick to work on whatever. Or
you can still go plumber Keene, New Hampshire on startpage.com, and you're there.
That tends to be what I do, although I'll admit there have been some times when I've went to look at the ads in the Yellow Pages to see sometimes who's buying what ads.
I think restaurants I like, I like that too. But, you know,
but it's an old model.
It's an old model.
The days are numbered. I mean,
but they're still getting the lion's share of the ad revenue in the newspaper and the and the Yellow Pages.
I think part of newspapers' problem is just like the radio stations that play the top 40, the same 20 songs, and then they have another 20 in a lesser rotation that they cycle through, is they're appealing to this one mainstream mass audience that's mm-hmm. as large as they can get to bring in all the advertisers, like you're saying. And what's happening is they've sort of fallen back on this limited marketplace by the FCC or by the, you know, the hurdles to get into the business. Well, those have been wiped out by the internet. We're seeing unprecedented choices in news coverage. People are able to really specialize and find news that's targeted specifically to the things that they're interested in, and no one company is going to be able to maintain that same kind of market share, and that's the upset that's sort of reinventing the whole news delivery or information delivery marketplace.
And that's what's happening with the fractionalizing that you're talking about is what's happening with music mm-hmm. radio. There was a time when I'd turn on the music radio and I'd listen to it and I'd enjoy getting the local ads and stuff like that. But, you know, I was listening for the music I was listening for, and every once in a while they play a song I really loved. Now I go to Pandora. I have one of several channels I've made mm-hmm. for myself. Sometimes I want to hear the Carpenters. Sometimes I want to hear Alanis Morissette. Yeah, I like the soft stuff. You know, sometimes I want to hear the punk rock stuff from back in the 80s. But I listen to, you know, these are the things I want to hear, and I turn them on. They're awesome.
How many teenagers are Luddites?
How many of them say, I don't own a cell phone?
Darn this technology, I'm not interested in it.
How many teenagers are Luddites?
A few.
Really?
Just to be different. Yeah, just to be different, there's probably a few of them out there.
But for the most part, these newspapers are going to die off as the Luddites, the older Luddites, pass away year after year. They're going to have a tougher and tougher time. Anyway, it's been Ian with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
Don't forget to visit us online at freetalklive.com and Sam's website as well, obscuredtruth.com. We will see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.